USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump remains in office after the Senate voted to acquit him on the two articles of impeachment he faced.
This is clearly not a happy day for the nation or the Senate.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer responding to the Senate's votes that acquitted the president on the two articles, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
The Senate turned its back on the truth, on a fair trial.
But Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Democrats are to blame for this chapter in history.
They initiated it. They thought this was a great idea.
The president tweeted a montage video attacking Senator Mitt Romney as a Democratic secret asset, as he was the lone Republican to vote to convict on the abuse of power charge. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 483 points and a record close for the S&P up 37 and also a record for the NASDAQ up 40. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
A weather battle zone is taking place as winter is back in the news in the northeastern part of the U.S. with areas of flooding rain, dangerous ice, and a blanket of heavy snow through Friday. After a spring-like warm surge in the region, the same storm is already responsible for heavy snow over the southern plains and rain in the south. They're expecting airline delays. Road conditions will range from wet to icy, with black ice likely to form over bridges and overpasses. They're expecting trees to break from snow and cause power outages. Two planes carrying hundreds of Americans from the epicenter of China's fast-spreading coronavirus outbreak arrived at California's Travis Air Base. The returning Americans will be quarantined for 2 weeks, as will 3,700 passengers on a cruise ship off Japan. 10 passengers, including an American, tested positive for the coronavirus. They were removed from the ship. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made it official with the announcement of the launch of the 27-nation International Religious Freedom Alliance. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
One of the objectives of the International Religious Freedom Alliance is to adopt a collective approach of protecting and preserving religious freedom around the world. Mr. Pompeo said people of every faith or no faith should be free to believe as they desire.
Every human being has the right to believe in whatever it is they wish, to change their faith or to hold no faith at all. Indeed, we must affirm and fight for that truth now more than ever.
I'm John Clemens.
A monthly report on U.S. job creation is coming in strong. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The ADP private payroll jobs report shows creation of jobs had its best month in January since May of 2015. The report says 291,000 private sector jobs were created, up from 199,000 jobs created in December. The government's jobs report, with a look at the nation's unemployment rate, is due out on Friday.
A Hollywood icon has died.
I'm Spartacus. I'm Spartacus!
Oscar-winning movie star from the Golden Age, Kirk Douglas, has passed away. His son and fellow actor Michael Douglas announced his death on Instagram. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.